Hello, I'm Matt Stringer, CEO of the RNIB. The See the Future Differently Summit has been important because it's just been a great opportunity to convene many organisations, charities and elements of the health service across the visually impaired sector to come together to really discuss, you know, challenging issues and actually great opportunities that we've got as a sector to go forward. And it's been great that the RNIB has been able to be the organisation that has convened all the people coming together for such a sort of rich experience today.
I'm Anna Tyler, I'm the Chair of Trustees at RNIB, and the summit, this healthcare summit, is so important to me because I've got skin in the game. That's the bottom line here. I know what it's like to hear bad news, and I know what it's like to be tipped out onto the street, not knowing really what to do with that bad news. And I can remember a time when I got bad news, and luckily my lovely son was there to pick up the pieces. And it was a particular moment when he became the parent, and for that moment I was the child. And I think I really would have appreciated to have somebody there to talk to signpost me in the right direction, so that the picking up of those pieces wasn't quite so painful. And that's what this is about. It's about getting the best outcome in the best way for people like me who've got skin in the game.
I think the big achievement of the summit has actually been getting everyone together in the same room for a day and talking over the meaningful issues which affect blind and partially sighted people, and getting some agreement on some of the big steps we can take collectively to really address that. And so I think the summit's main achievement has been that of convening all those people to be able to sort of address those big questions and actually do something practically about it.
It's just been the most phenomenally buzzy day. I've been in a really busy bit of the work stream discussion around no diagnosis without support. And I think it's been phenomenal to hear about all the different things that people are doing across the four nations. And this is the power of a summit. It's about how all of those experiences come together and what can we do from the centre and push that out regionally with all the regional variations across the UK to meet the needs of people like me, blind and partially sighted people who are getting their diagnosis or experiencing changes in their sight condition. And that's the thing that can really make the difference to an individual.
I mean, there's a number of takeaways from today, but I think for me, you know, a big opportunity is trying to make sure that the eye health pathway works. It's been a big sort of objective of the RNIB ourselves to do something about that, and I think discussing it today with a lot of other organisations involved in it, I think it really sort of reinforces the opportunity to sort out the pathway, and I think gives us confidence that collectively we can meaningfully do something about it.
So in the work stream that I've been sitting in on today, which is about no diagnosis without support, a theme that has run through this, oh, I think there are a couple of themes actually, if I'm honest. One is about the needs of the individual and how we're all wired differently, and at different points in our lives we'll have different needs. So the need of a 10-year-old child is not the same as a 70-year-old woman who may have come to the end of their formal professional or working life. Our needs are all different at different times in our lives. So that's the first thing. The second thing is there are regional variations. So there are cultural changes across the four nations. There are sort of traditional ways of doing things which vary from place to place. There's the familiar, so what works in one part of the UK may not be familiar to people living in another part of the UK. So we have to have some flexibility built into the system. And then there's another really important part, which is the power of bringing everyone together from across the UK, sharing that knowledge, that expertise, that difference, all of those different ways of doing things, what's been tried, what hasn't worked, what has worked, and the drive that we all have, that shared ambition to get the very best along that pathway. So making sure that we can bring all of those regional differences and practices and variations into a central point and develop a set of principles that will help ensure that people aren't in receipt of care but get the services they need to meet their well-being needs as we move through this sight loss journey, which is not an easy journey to go on?
I think the summit is a good thing for blind and partially sighted people because it brings together a lot of organisations who all play a part in supporting visually impaired people, but can be disconnected. And I think getting everyone together today gives an enormous opportunity to collectively agree what the really important things are, and also make sure that we're driven by what the customers are telling us, really driven by the lived experience. So I think it's a combination of great insight and getting a lot of people together in a room who can do something is one of the strengths of today. And I think we feel very confident we can go forwards collectively and do some great things for blind and partially sighted people.